Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi, Ames.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting all Christmas party ready.
Are you?
Friday. It's the big day.
It really is, isn't it? It's Friday. I can't believe it's come around so soon. Sorry to everybody who's not listening at time of release. It's nearly Christmas right now.
Merry Christmas.
In recording time. But yeah, we've decided basically to kind of get the kind of prep ready, you know, get everything
going.
Yeah,
we want you guys to be feeling your glowy self.
Yeah, exactly, because obviously, like, you got your outfit ready, you got your accessories ready, you planned how you're going to do your hair, maybe you've planned how you're going to do your makeup. Like,
oh god, don't even get me started. I used to be such a makeup queen.
I can't believe how much of a makeup queen you used to be.
I still am. I mean
you were a cut crease gal.
I was.
Or is it a crease cut?
Cookies.
Oh my god, I got it right.
Yeah, I was never, I still am, I just don't play on it as much.
Yeah,
I never really do my makeup, but I used to be one of them people where every time Anastasia Beverly Hills bought a new palette out, I'd have it.
Oh my god,
honestly. I've got about eight of them. I haven't got eight. She's not got eight. I've got about five.
She's not got eight. Talking to yourself in what person is that, third person? She's not got eight.
No, I mean, she, Anastasia Beverly Hills, hasn't bought
eight. Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying that you haven't got eight.
Don't,
she's lying. She's lying.
Fuck off. No, you shut up. God, you're embarrassing me. No, yeah, so I've got quite a lot, all of them very bougie colors. Like, there's like a really sparkly lime green. There's a neon yellow that I've never used.
Oh my god, please use it.
No, I've already decided how I'm going to do my eyes for the Christmas party.
I'd pay you to use that on the Christmas party.
Get fucked. No.
I mean, I'm at the point where I'm actually going to book in and have my makeup done at the Estee Lauder counter. Because last
you
Christmas,
OAP.
Literally, my mum's obsessed with Estee Lauder. So when she bought me a load of products and stuff from there last Christmas, she got given this little card. It was like, you can go for one makeup thing, like go and get your makeup done for free, basically. And to be fair, when I like went for a foundation and a new bronzer, they'd made me look fantastic.
Love that.
And I only went home with it on. So I'm going to trust them and I'm going to go. But there is just that thing of, like, when you get someone else to do your makeup, imagine if it looks shit.
Oh,
and you're also shit at doing makeup.
God.
You're going to go dressed to your Christmas party as an actual turd.
Oh. You can't, what's the saying? You can't
polish a turd.
Yeah, you can't polish.
Literally. I'm going to Estee Lauder to try and polish this turd.
You should have honestly seen me at prom, right? So I got, it actually links nicely into the set, but I got a spray tan. And I got my makeup done. And
oh, no.
It was so bad.
Oh no.
To put a long story short, my mum walked in and was like, she's not going to a prom like that.
Oh,
and they were like, it's the best we can do. We're trying to match her skin color. I wasn't that brown. I honestly wasn't that brown. I'd had a spray tan. Yeah, it was a little bit orange, but they're acting like I was fucking a bright tangerine over here. I wasn't. But yeah, they were like...
An umpa-lumpa.
They were like, yeah, an umpa-lumpa. They were like, it's the best we can do. We're trying to match it. My mum literally went... Bearing in mind, they'd finished a full face.
No.
My mum went, wipe it off, do it again. Like, you're not... She's not going to a prom like that. And they were like, okay.
Fair enough.
But they must have known they'd done a shabby job because they were like, okay, then.
Oh my God, they were probably like, I need to go to my next client.
It was hideous. I remember going to get my hair done, like nearly crying, like, I look like shit. And my mum was like, it's fine, at least you don't look like you did before.
Oh my god.
I wish we were just talking about it today,
the fact that, so you were the kind of gal that like got her makeup professionally done, like for prom
yeah,
and got your hair done. And I was the kind of girl at that age who took a picture of Taylor Swift
during Love Story,
during the Love Story song, to get my hair matched. And like now are you saying it? Do you remember when I did that Twitter thread that was like, here's a thread of all the uncoolest things you've ever done.
Mine
that was one
so
of
many
mine.
Likes.
Yeah, yours did. When I took my Kindle to Ibiza when I was 18, that didn't get as many retweets as you.
So yours was obviously you took your Kindle to Ibiza when you were 18. Mine was, true story, this was only about a year and a half ago. I bought a meal deal from Tesco and I was so ravenous and couldn't wait to get home. that I went into Zara, picked up a top, went into the changing rooms, just at my meal deal. I had no intention of trying on this top. I just wanted my food.
I just don't understand why you didn't just eat it on a bench.
I don't know. I'm socially awkward, Charlie.
You just sat lonely in a fucking Zara.
Literally looking
room.
At myself in all these mirrors that show every single angle.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
You absolute dweeb. Jesus Christ, who are we? Anyway, we're about 10 minutes into this, well, five minutes into this now. Let's actually talk about the topic at hand, which is...
fake tan.
I'm sorry for how annoying. I don't know why I do these trumpet sounds. I'm really annoying. I listen back on the edit and I'm like, Charlie, shut up.
Yeah,
you're not a trumpet. Yeah. You're not a brass instrument. Carry on. Yeah. So, yes, fake tan.
Yeah, so we wanted to touch upon... it because we obviously preach, and to the high heavens, Charlie, you preach about sun damage and what it can do to your skin, and everybody wants to be tanned. Everybody wants a nice glowy tan. It gives people more confidence. A lot of people say they look like they feel slimmer, which I'm an advocate for. I feel more confident and saucy.
It does make you feel like...
Yeah, it just gives you, like, it's just nice.
Mm-hmm. Although, I just want to quickly interject here. When you're saying everybody wants to be tanned, that there's like a lot of controversy around this in the beauty industry, but not everybody wants to be tanned. And it's really worrying the amount of people that buy skin lightening products.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Because that is horrendous. And off the back of this, we should do an episode on it.
Mm. Agreed.
Because it's just, like, I'm not going to name any names, but a person that I know went on a hen do. And the girls were Indian, and they were over for their cousin's birthday. She was Indian, and she was getting married. And they went away to somewhere that was warm and sunny, and they were like avoiding the sun at all costs because it was in their culture to not have darker skin. And they used like lightening skin products. And I'm trying to kind of describe this in the best way I can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should definitely do something on skin lightening products.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
it's quite interesting.
It's so dangerous.
If anything, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, we're going to kind of go back to the point. We're going to talk about fake tan, like hacks. We're going to talk about there's actually dangers of fake tanning, isn't there?
There's dangers in everything.
There is, but obviously it's so much better to use fake tan than it is to get on a sunbed or...
Yeah.
Kind of lounge without any SPF on. So we're just going to kind of run through things. Mm. And then we have a really exciting interview.
We do.
With Jules Von Herp, who is obviously, people know him as like the celebrity fake tanner, but he's recently brought out his own fake tan line called the Isle of Paradise, darling.
And I used the spray last night, and I've got to say, it came this morning. Compliments left, right and centre.
Every man and his bloody dog.
I know. I used
the drops last night, and... We got different colours, didn't we? But we'll talk about this later on.
Yeah, we will.
So where are we going to start?
Well, do you actually know how fake tan works?
No, you know what? I don't know how fake tan works. And it really pisses me off that I don't. And I genuinely am not just saying this because you've done this research.
Mm.
I have no idea how it works. And it baffles me. That I'm going to take a guess that it's kind of just like, you know how you put foundation on?
Yeah, so it's like another layer of
something. Yeah, so it's like an additional layer that obviously eventually washes off because it's not on your skin. It's on your skin, but it's not in and around. I could be wrong.
See, I had absolutely no idea until I did, I looked into it a little bit more. So let me tell you. So most fake tans contain an ingredient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on this.
Well, we're going to have to because you're saying it.
Dehydroxytase tone.
What the fuck? Can I please try and read that?
Right, no, wait.
Break it down.
Dehydroxyacetone.
So by what you're saying, I think it's acetone at the end. A-C-E-T-O-N-E.
Dehydroxyacetone.
Bless you.
Dehydroxyacetone. Anyway, it's more commonly referred to as DHA.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be referring to it in this episode, because I'm not trying to say that every time. So yeah, it's a simple sugar carbohydrate, and what it does, so the fake tan includes the DHA, and the DHA acts with the amino acids in the dead layer of skin on your skin surface.
So it's like colouring the top layer of dead skin cells?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not nice. That's so it gross. Causes a reaction within your, like on your dead skin cells, which is why tan, like fake tan, can only last up to like 7 to 10 days, because obviously your dead skin cells shed.
Yeah.
So that it goes, what's the word I'm looking for?
Patchy.
Yeah, it goes patchy. It starts coming off in different areas. So yeah, that's just your dead skin.
That's crazy.
Shelling from you.
That is actually mad.
It is. It's crazy, isn't it? I have got a little fact, though, and it is pretty gross.
Oh, God. Go on, then.
So the reaction that happens during, like, the browning of the skin can be classified as the Maillard reaction, which is precisely the type of reaction that's responsible for browning in foods, such as meat when they're cooked. I know, it sounds gross, doesn't it? It sounds gross.
What?
But you can kind of take that as you will and use that as your own analogy to how fake tan works. Compare yourself to a big slab of steak getting cooked.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so that's what DHA is.
Oh, I feel a bit queasy.
It is important to know that fake tan doesn't have SPF in it.
Yeah, okay, so this is something... So, basically, I was going to just speak about, like, how to look for a good fake tan later on in this episode, but that's one of the things I was going to mention. So it's basically a case of, I genuinely don't know anybody who wears fake tan on holiday and then goes and sits in the sun without sun cream on.
I've never ever, you know when like people are like, oh, I'm getting a spray tan, why, what for, going on holiday, why?
Yeah,
why? I don't
well,
get
I do
it
know, I do know somebody, like a close family friend, and she just doesn't tan. But she doesn't sit in the sun because she doesn't. She also doesn't want to tan.
Right.
So she obviously is very switched on and understands the dangers of being out in the sun. So she'll just put a bit of a tan on. Because it is part of, like, if you went on holiday and you didn't come back with a tan.
Yeah.
I know, as much as I hate to say, like, always wear SPF, blah, blah, blah. But, like, thinking back on when I was younger, I'd have been like, oh, God, I can't go home without a tan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas
absolutely.
Now I actually am clued upon the dangers of it. It's not so much of a thing for me, but Chris, she just doesn't tan.
Yeah.
And she's quite happy to just sit under a parasol, you know, read a book, go in the pool for a bit. But she obviously still has to wear SPF. Which is actually a good thing. However, there is a little thing in that when you wear fake tan, you shouldn't really use any products with oils, because that's going to kind of strip the fake tan off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're using a fake tan on holiday, try and get an oil-free sun cream, which is going to be pretty tricky, but...
Yeah, so the oil, it breaks down DHA, which is obviously one of the main ingredients
that
in
makes
fake
you brown.
Tan.
Yeah.
So it causes it to fade faster and just go a bit minging.
That's it.
I hate the look of fake tan, you know, where it's gone patchy, but there's nothing you can do and you're literally scrubbing at your skin like, oh!
Yeah.
But it's not coming off.
Yeah, horrendous.
Oh, I hate it.
Horrendous.
Fake tan is such a ball ache, honestly, but it's just so much safer and so much more convenient.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, the whole... like getting rid of the, if it's attaching to the dead skin cells, you should get yourself some glycolic acid from Inculist and rub that on, because obviously the glycolic acid is the chemical that breaks the bond between the dead skin cell and the alive one.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I've just kind of put that together in my head and that makes sense. So obviously any products that we mention in here will be on the website. www.birthdayskin.co.uk.
Stop plugging
and
us.
Yeah, Inculist. I've got that Inculist glycolic acid and I really like it.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, if you've got a glycolic acid toner, maybe just give that a go on it. You might have to use it a bit more often, but that will help.
Yeah, that's
my
true.
Hack.
Never thought of that.
So obviously, just quickly before we go into our interview with Jules, I just kind of wanted to quickly chat about finding yourself a good fake tan. In terms of, I mean, not as in it's a good fake tan, but I mean like a safe fake tan that obviously, you know, isn't going to cause any problems or, you know, has nasty ingredients in it. And it's super quick, super easy, because obviously if you've listened to the other episodes about parabens and stuff like that, you basically always want to go for something that's paraben free, because we know the effects of parabens. And if you don't know them, get back, go listen to some of the other episodes. But yeah, always go for paraben-free. Always avoid like fragrance, because that's usually phthalate. It's like a parfum. Not all parfum is a phthalate though. You kind of have to, if it says that there's no phthalates in it, and it says that there's parfum, like parfum in it.
Parfum.
Then obviously you're just gonna have to trust them.
Yeah.
But with Isle of Paradise, they have like there is fragrance in there, but it's not a phthalate. So obviously, phthalate free, you want to go for fake tan that's oil, completely oil free, obviously, we just said, and paraben free. But the DHA thing, I did actually look into that a little bit more. I didn't look into how it worked, but it's basically, you don't ever want to be inhaling any chemicals. Yeah. So obviously we know that it's bad. And when you go and get a spray tan, the person that's doing it always wears a mask. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of saying 1,000 things, really.
Yeah, see, I never really understood why they wore a mask.
Yeah, well, it's just because if you inhale it, it can be really bad for the tissue in your organs, you know, in your lungs. It's just
really
bad.
Can I just add a fact that I read before, mm-hmm. and I'm actually still shook by it?
Yeah.
That if your lungs were laid out flat, completely flat, they'd be the size of a tennis court.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Honestly,
do you not know the intestine thing as well? That's like if you pull your intestine out and like
unravel it,
stretches it like round a football pitch.
That is actually horrific.
I know. It genuinely is.
Not a fan of that. Anyway, sorry, carry on. I just wanted to share that.
What was I saying, rude bitch?
You can't inhale any toxins.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So obviously, if you're going, try and avoid a spray tan if you can.
Yeah.
It's just, or if, like, I know it sounds kind of stupid, but maybe wear a mask while they do your body and then just hold your breath while they quickly do your face. I don't know. Maybe there's a way around it. Personally, don't like spray tans. I find them a little bit intrusive.
Oh, God,
not because
yeah.
I'm embarrassed to get my body out, but just because I'm a bit like, I could genuinely just ask you to do my back for me.
I know, that's in this literally circumstance. All on it, yeah.
And those machines are just weird and they're confusing and you literally come out looking like Ross from Friends.
Did you watch the Apprentice episode where they had to fake tan people at the body expo?
Oh my God, it was horrendous. Yeah, horrendous.
Love that.
Obviously everything, like I just said, just you want to just get rid of any nasty chemicals, that kind of thing. And the DHA, there's a lot of articles like going around saying how bad DHA is and like how it's dangerous. It's only really dangerous if you inhale it in large amounts, because that's the only way that it can get inside your body. There's no studies to show that the DHA that is on your skin that's causing the reaction that makes you go brown, there's nothing that shows it seeping into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
So you don't need to stress about that. The only way that you need to worry about DHA is if you've got ultra-sensitive skin, which is obviously where a patch test comes in. And I'm not the kind of girl to do a patch test for everything unless I'm forced to. But if you've got really sensitive skin, you probably already do them already, but just remember to do one.
I think the best thing is especially if you have really sensitive skin, it's just to find one that works for you.
Yeah,
there's exactly so many that, different fake tans out there. There's so many tinted moisturizers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of new things like tanning ways to tan coming up, like tanning water, tanning drops,
exactly.
We'll talk about soon. It's just finding the right one for you and your skin type and just what sits well, what you like, because some can fucking stink.
Oh God,
so it's just, it is just finding your preference.
It is
your
just finding what you like. And obviously, like for you and me, so basically if I use a tan, there's certain brands that I know aren't the right shade of brown for me. I've naturally got a very olivey undertone, so if I just go and use, like, I'm not going to name brands because I think they're good tans, so just don't work for me, so don't want to badmouth any of them, but it's fairly cheap, like does the job, makes you brown. However, it's so obviously fake on me.
Yeah.
Whereas I remember when I was a bridesmaid for my cousin, I went and trialed loads of different ones and I was like, to find the best one that didn't look fake. And I was a bit like, you know what, I really don't want to have, like, I'm old enough now to be able to afford a good fake tan / to be able to go on holiday. I haven't got time to go on holiday for someone who's a fake tan.
Yeah, fair enough.
And obviously, now I understand, even if I went on holiday, I'd be on SPF 50. When I found one, a different brand that's just called Zentan, and it was basically had an olivey undertone. So
the
people with olivey, like, skin types, and they obviously don't want to tan or whatever, Zentan's really good for that. But it just depends on, like, if you've got a cooler undertone, you know what I mean? It's just slightly different for everybody.
Yeah, just finding the one that works for you the best. And I think it is really going to work with trial and error.
Definitely.
You might come out green.
Luckily, that's never happened to me.
Can I just point out as well that for all you guys and girls with ultra sensitive skin that we were saying about doing patch tests and whatever, it may be worth for you guys to head towards a DHA free tan, which you can get. I know Charlotte Tilbury have one. I know Saint-Tropez have one.
I have got a couple of little hacks before we speak to Jules.
Go on then. Give me a head of
just
Friday.
Just very quickly. Yep. Make sure you shave and exfoliate on the same shower.
Do you ever feel, right, that if you fake tanning, then you shave, you're shaving your tan off?
See, I always thought that.
Oh my
doesn't...
God, the dead skin cells. It makes sense. Can you shave dead skin cells off?
Well, I imagine some of them probably get caught up in the hair. But the thing is, I always think, I once shaved and then got out of the shower and fake tanned immediately and it all went into the pores.
Yeah, and it's you and look it's like little speckles. Chicken, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It look, yeah, it literally does. So, yeah, like, so shower, exfoliate and shave the night before and then go in like the next day with the tan and everything.
That makes
because then
sense.
It just stops it from like getting stuck in there and looking like craters.
Looking
and,
like a raw chicken.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So like shower and shower, exfoliate, shave the night before and then the day after just get in there. So, you know, so it just doesn't like pull in and like you said, look like
a raw chicken.
Dead raw chicken.
I really want to know, and I think this is going to be a question for the expert, aka Jules.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you tan all the crevices
in
your skin?
Yeah.
How do you tan in the middle of your fingers without it looking
so
shit?
True.
How do you tan your elbows? How do you tan your knees? How do you tan your feet? How do you tan your feet?
You know what? You save those questions, babe, because I think Jules is going to be able to help you.
God, I can't wait. I'm literally going to pounce. How do you do this? He's going to be like, whoa, calm down. I just want to look nice on Friday.
I mean, I'm saying all these hacks, but like, obviously Jules has this really revolutionary brand. So we'll speak about that in a tiny little bit. But my other hack is that, you know, I'm saying shower, exfoliate, shave the night before, like shower. And then when you get out of the shower and the bathroom's all a little bit steamy, tan in there because it, like, if you're using a foam or a cream, it just kind of spreads nicely over your skin.
Ooh,
dead easy.
Nice.
Best fake tan I ever did myself. I did that.
Cool. My mum goes mental when I leave the bathroom, like, steamy.
Oh.
After I open the window when it's Baltic cold and I get out of the shower and my nipples are, like, pointing right in front of me and I'm like, oh, mum, it won't be steamy, I promise.
Oh no, I'm a full-on like keep everything in until I need to leave. Next person can deal with that.
I'm glad someone else is like that as well.
But yeah, they were just my little hacks, and I thought that's just my personal thing. But I mean, I don't fake tan all the time. I only fake tan for events. But
yeah, me too. It's too much effort,
really is. And I guess on that note, shall we speak to the expert?
I am so excited.
Yeah, me too. Very excited. So here is our interview with Mr. Jules von Hepp, the founder of Isle of Paradise.
Da, 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 da.
God, do I do my trumpet bit now as well?
No, you need to let me have the limelight.
Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. I really hate those trumpet things I do.
Go.
So we are here with Jules von Hepp, who is the founder of Isle of Paradise and is superstar fake tanner. Thank you for being here, Jules.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel very privileged to be on this podcast.
We're so pleased you're here. We're massively fangirling. Sat here in Isle of Paradise, may we add.
Literally,
ready for
like,
our, ready for
head
a Christmas to
toe in fake tan, like, hello, founder.
I love it. Well, the thing is, at this time of year, people forget that self-tan hides a hangover. It's literally your best friend.
Literally, it does.
Oh, my God,
how did
yes.
I never figure that out? Like, it always makes you look so healthy.
Yeah,
duh.
And, like, I could go to the Christmas party tonight looking like shit, but if I'm tanned, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel terrible, but I look great.
Yeah. I feel like death, but I'm fine.
I'm tanned.
That's it. So you were obviously, like, king of the tan, and then you've launched your brand. So can you give us, like, a little mini story, like a little tale of yourself and Isle of Paradise?
Yeah, of course. So I'm always really honest, and I never ever wanted a tanning brand. I was never a goal. I never wanted to be a celebrity spray tanner, but mm-hmm. it's kind of a role that found me. And I met Nicola Joss, who is a very famous celebrity facialist, and she said to me on a photo shoot, I think you would be amazing. I basically met her and then started assisting her, and then she said, I think you'd be an amazing spray tanner. And I was like, spray tanner? What? And it's just like, well, the thing is, it's anybody can paint a fence, but it's what comes with it that people need. So
that's
they need
so
to feel
true.
Comfortable
yeah.
when they take their clothes off. They need to feel like they are connected. They don't need to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm kind of into this. So I got trained in it, and it's actually the most therapeutic thing ever. Like, it's I don't know if you drive, but when you drive, your brain kind of goes into a different gear, a bit like when you cook.
Yeah.
And it's the same with tanning and doing tan. So I fell in love with it. And I actually fell in love with the fact that every single day, whether my client was an A-lister or whether they weren't famous and they were just going to a wedding or an event at the weekend, I was making that person feel great about themselves. And that's what I found incredibly addictive about my job, was the fact that I basically am a director of awesome.
I love that.
There's a really, like, yes, I'm a spray tanner, but also I'm more of a body confidence coach day to day, with people telling them, your skin is gorgeous, your eyes are amazing, your hair's amazing, I love your laugh, like, that's incredible. Because that's my duty in life, is when people come and see me, you are going to leave looking and feeling epic.
Oh, I feel so nice right now anyway, just talking to you, I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
We love you.
So, I was doing spray tans on shoots and on TV shows. So I did The X Factor. I was touring with Little Mix. I then got picked up and started doing Strictly. So I did Strictly for 3 seasons. And then I was doing Fashion Week and was being flown around the world doing body makeup and tan. And my kit was growing.
Yeah.
And I noticed the same thing. So when somebody said to me, oh, I just want a light tan, I want a glow, they weren't just after the colour, they were after the pigment and the change and the brightness in complexion. Yeah. So I would mix peach colour corrective base makeup in with my tan to create the look that I wanted. Then with golden tan and that 1 week tan, it was like, I'm just really stressed at work, my skin's inflamed, I can see redness, or I'd be boozing loads. And it was just to hide all of that. So I was using green color corrective makeup with the tan. And then with violet, I hate dark tans when they're orange. I just can't bear it. And every time somebody said I want a dark tan, I would just like cringe up. I'd think, it's going to be really dry. It's going to be really lifeless on the skin.
Yeah.
And so I put in violet base into that, and that counteracted it and neutralized the tones.
Mm-hmm.
So
genius.
You've like revolutionized.
My kit was massive. I was basically driving like this huge car going to all these jobs, and I was just like, I can't live like this. I literally can't live with all these products. It's so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had the light bulb moment, and I was like, I'm just going to have to do this, because if people are buying, I went to a store and I looked at all the different tans, and I was like, is this it? Is this all that women have to buy and men to make themselves brown? And they're using these products that make them look dull and lifeless and orange.
Yeah.
And I was like, I owe it to women in the world to give them a product that is absolutely amazing, because this is what I'm making backstage. And so Isle of Paradise was born, and the name of it, Isle of Paradise means, I thought about when people use tan, when does it make you happy? Like, why are you actually putting on tan? You're putting on to look confident when you go for lunch with dinner with your friends. Maybe you're going on holiday. Maybe you just want to feel better. But that state of mind that tan gets you to is paradise.
Yeah.
So Isle of Paradise is about the mental state of mind that tanning gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Using a body confident girl, I wanted to use bodies and skin tones and textures that represented the clients that I was working with every single day, as opposed to just shoving a model in a campaign that a person who's buying a product to apply onto their naked skin feels no connection with.
I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that.
That's such a nice...
Yeah, because we're all about, like, brand. You can go into any shop and you can kind of pick up a moisturiser, or you can pick up a face wash or whatever, but I'm just so fascinated with the inspiration and the stories and, like, just the morals of the brands.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
I mean?
Who they are.
That's so nice.
It's really core in our beliefs, and so words like size are banned in our office. We say shape.
Love that.
And words like sexy are not allowed, because you're not tanning for anybody else, you're tanning for yourself.
I love that.
And we do like little things, like with our orders, we send out stickers and badges and affirmation cards, and it's so much more than just buying tan.
Yeah.
It's about, like, tan is buying a bottle of hope that you're going to look and feel better.
Oh my God, we're crying, Jules.
I love
it.
So sweet.
It's not the angle I'm going
for. Happiness, tears of happiness. Oh, I love that.
It's so nice. It's so nice to hear all your morals. Like, it's a brand with so much to say.
That's it.
Rather than just pushing the product, like, oh, fake tan. It's like, it's actually got meaning behind yeah. it.
That's
and
it.
That, and the thing is, like, I say this about all different types of experts who launch products, like Charlotte Tilbury, Jen Atkin, like, all of us have worked backstage for years
yeah.
doing our craft every single day, yeah. 12 times a day. So if anybody knows what it needs and what it takes for good products, it's us.
Yeah.
It's, I think there's this really beautiful thing happening in beauty at the moment where people are starting to wake up and go, I don't want to be sold something from a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Like, I want something that with authenticity.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I love the way that you guys have, you've created these products that are so customizable. So obviously, Ames, you've used the spray,
yeah.
haven't you?
Yeah.
And then I use the drops because I just love that I can, with the drops, just bang it in my favorite moisturizer and also a moisturizer that smells amazing and the drops don't smell at all. So I just feel like I'm putting moisturizer on. And then I can kind of customize if I want a little bit on my legs or I need a little bit more on my arms or whatever, I can just change how many drops I use. Like, what exactly. kind of gave you that idea?
Well, I think people will do what they think they should do until somebody gives them a shake.
Yeah.
So everybody thinks that, oh, I should use this brown liquid and I should put it onto my body, or I should use this product that stinks.
Mm.
And actually, it doesn't have to be like that. You
yeah.
can change it. And tan is quite sciencey because at the end of the day, we're dyeing the amino acids on your skin.
Yeah.
So it's about looking at how our regime and how our routines are now as opposed to in the noughties when tan first got big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so different. We don't have time. We don't have time to be messing about. Like, it needs to be quite simply like slap it on and go.
Yeah. yeah.
And you know that your results are going to be better. And mm-hmm. also, people are smarter with their beauty now. We've made the mistakes. We've had the orange lines. We've had like the dry patchiness. And you don't actually need that. And the drops, for me, like, it's a way that it's under 100ml, so mm-hmm. you can take it away with you on yes. holiday and put it into the cheap moisturizer that you buy at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
It can be added into a water to darken the water even more. You can use it. It's like squash or Ribena. You just mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's up to you what strength you have, mm-hmm. but people find their perfect blend. And also, like, you can add more drops for your legs, less drops for your face. You
yeah.
can change the color if you want to. You can have a play.
Yeah,
like, tanning should be fun.
That's it. I really enjoyed it. Like, last night I was like, oh, I love this. Like,
making your own little cocktail. Yeah, like, tan cocktail. Like, ooh.
Felt real profesh. So you know when you were saying like the whole fake tan smell thing, we're wondering yeah. what actually makes it smell yeah. like that. Do you know?
So, it's a bit of a similar reaction to when bleach is dyeing the hair and you smell it. It's the,
okay.
it's the reaction between the two. The specific name for this is the Maillard reaction, mm-hmm. which makes me think of a duck every time.
Yeah.
But this is, it's the DHA, which is a tanning ingredient, which reacts with your amino acids. And the changing of the colour is the DHA reacting, and it's mm-hmm. changing the colour of the skin.
Mm.
Now, some brands will smell more than others because DHA is a bit like milk. So in the fact that you can have so many different types and quality of DHA, just like milk. So like if we think about a cow, are mm-hmm. we having condensed milk? Are we having a cow that's been the most organic grass in the world
yeah,
and
okay.
has been stroked every night before bed? The difference between that milk will be immense. And
yeah.
it's the same with DHA. So with cheap DHA, it's when it's thrown in and that's when the tan goes orange. So that's mm-hmm. when you get that smell. That's when you feel like your skin feels dry.
Yeah.
And there's not everything else thrown in there. So you need lovely ingredients like aloe vera, hydrating oils, and it balances everything out. Tan is a bit of a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure all the ingredients are balancing, everything's right. And your formula and the pH levels that you formulate will mean that it's less acidic or more alkaline on the skin, which then also affects the smell as well.
Oh,
you know when you were saying just then about the tan including like essential oils?
Yeah.
I've always thought that oil, you know, like if you like you apply an oil or mix an oil with the fake tan, that
yeah.
does it mess it up, or are oils okay to use with fake tan?
So with certain types of tan, and I was always of this belief of you can't put oils with tan because
yeah.
it's a water base as against with an oil base, and the oil will strip the tan down. Now
yeah.
that is the case with some tans.
Right.
Our tan is oil, it has oils in it. So it has avocado oil, sage oil, chia seed oil. So those oils are already in the product, so they're going to balance it all out when it goes onto the skin.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It just depends. I also am such a firm driver of, do you know what? It's just tan. Like, don't stress that putting an oil on top is going to make your tan fade, because at the end of the day, it's not going to strip it all off by putting oil on. Mm-hmm. Just moisturize with whatever you want to moisturize with, because you can always apply more tan.
Such a good point.
Yeah.
Always like, don't bend. Like, you know, I get asked a lot, like, what's the best way to not make your tan fade? And if you're going on holiday, should you swim? I'm like, no, when you go on holiday, you should swim.
Have fun.
Like, don't decide and be like, oh, my tan. Just take tan away with you and top it up.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
I've been there before, lying, like, after just using fake tan, thinking I can't use anything else. So my face has literally felt like SpongeBob when he gets all the air sucked out of him or the water.
God,
and I'm like,
that is a reference I make all the
time. I love that. I love it. I say it quite often as well, and I didn't know if you were going to react all right to it or know what it was or something, but I'm glad you do.
Oh, I'm incredibly passionate.
Could have gone down like a lead balloon.
Yeah, it could have just been like,
It does. That is a very good point, because last night when I was kind of doing everything, I was like, oh shit, like obviously I need to mix it with my moisturiser. But you know when, like, someone who's got quite like a really heavy skincare routine, like use a lot of products, at what point, you know, is there any products that you should definitely not put on your face before fake tan?
So if you are applying the tan, you shouldn't really put on a thick oil-based serum, because what happens is the oil and the serum, and it's going to act as a bit of a barrier for the tan to penetrate.
Okay.
So on the day of application, say you've just got out of the shower, which, side note, is always the best time to apply your tan.
Yes, after the shower. Said that. Yeah.
You should, I'll tell you what I do. I cleanse my face, I'll double cleanse it, and then I'll take a toner pad, just take off any excess dirt, and then I put a serum on. Mm-hmm. And then I wait probably about 20 minutes for that serum to sink in, and then I'll tan my face.
Amazing.
I know there are some people who say don't moisturize at all, and I used to say that, but skin was cracking while I was doing the tan. They were like, oh, I need to moisturize.
Yeah.
And, you know, bareback isn't always best, girls.
I love that.
Just add a little bit of moisturizer. That's all good, but just let it sink in. Now, what you don't want to use is retinols or lactic acids or anything like that before a tan. You can use it after, but it just makes your tan fade really quickly.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So, like, anybody who's got, like, a toner with any acids in it, it's a no-go.
Exactly. Just steer clear of it while you're doing the tan. Like, say you've got an event on Saturday and you're tanning on Thursday. On Friday and Saturday, do not use those acids.
Amazing.
Just moisturise with a normal hydrating cream.
Yeah, you've actually just answered a question we were going to say, because I once worked with a girl who was like, oh, it's tan night tonight, it's Thursday, I've got to tan, and then it's ready for the Friday night, and then it's ready for the Saturday with a bit of a top up. And I was like, Jesus Christ, people take this so seriously. But it's true, like, if you want like a banging tan, you've really got to prep ahead.
You've got to put the work in.
And which neatly like swoops in to the prep it. So you've not just got the tan.
Girl.
Yeah, you've got the prep it and the over it.
Well, this is it. It should be a whole circle. So prep it, which is our self-tanning primer, that I came up with the idea when I was doing makeup and doing it backstage and working on these shows and doing body makeup. I would put primer all over my client's body.
Oh, God. I bet you went through bottles of that.
And I was like, well, I'm using primer to make foundation sit better on this skin. Why is there not a primer for tan that makes the tan sit better, last longer, and fade more evenly?
Yeah.
And so I just made one, and it does. Like, I have a team in LA and in London and New York, and all of the girls who I've given prep it to say that their clients are all noticing the difference. Oh. They're all saying, oh my God, I need to have prep it on my skin before you tan me.
Yeah, it does make much sense.
It's quite new as well. Like, I've never ever seen a product that preps for fake tan before as well. So I bet everyone's like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah. But you're right, it is
a
full
circle.
I love
an accessory, girls.
Yes, always. And then that, and the over it, I noticed, because I thought for a while, like, oh, I've got this glycolic acid, I reckon that's going to be able to like shift all those dead skin cells. And then I saw that you have that one of the main ingredients in your over, isn't it?
Yeah, glycolic acid. Yeah. Because glycolic is an exfoliator, so what it does is it really breaks the tan down, and then we mix it with micellar, because Micheler or Micheler. I always say Micheler.
I never know how to pronounce that. I'm always like Micheler.
No, but I'm also, this is the joy of the beauty industry. But I also, you know, those two together, they really work a tan off. Now, I was all for scrubs. I was Mr. Scrub, always exfoliating. I was obsessed. Now, I cannot exfoliate with anything else apart from over it, because the finish that it leaves on the skin is so even and uniform. And if you start with an even skin surface, your tan is going to fade evenly because it's all fading from the same layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a good makes way of thinking about it. Makes so much sense.
God, you've got such a brain.
We need to try the full circle, yeah, Charles.
We really do.
We're not living the full Isle of Paradise life.
No, we're not. We need to do it.
Step by step, day by day, girls.
Exactly. So we just wanted to ask a couple of questions that we feel like we and our listeners are going to desperately want the answers to. And the first one, Ames, do you want to go in there with the whole hand and elbow that you were getting stressed about?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Well, I jumped at this opportunity to be able to ask you this. How the hell are you meant to tan all the crevices in your body? How do you tan your hands? How do you tan your elbows, your knees? I don't understand. Your feet. How? Have you got any tips for me?
You need to watch. So basically, I knew that it is my duty to educate the world in doing these really simple things. So on Isle of Paradise's webpage, I have filmed all videos on how to do this.
Oh my God.
I have people literally being like, I can't tan without your videos on. It's like this whole regime now, which is slightly amazing and surreal.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm getting straight on them.
Hands, elbows, knees and feet, and any areas on the body with eczema or psoriasis are drier areas. Now, these dry areas mean that the tan will penetrate and sink into the skin more so than the areas that are softer and more hydrated. So you have to moisturize hands, elbows, knees and feet, under the heels, Achilles heels, before you apply your tan. Now what this does is it blends the tan. People think, oh, is it going to stop it all going through? No, it just blends it all, so you don't end up with that dark elbow and those dark knees and like tan all stuck in between your toes.
Oh my God,
that is literally sent from heaven.
It's literally the worst. Like, I've been there before where I've fake tanned my arm and then my elbow just looks like I've dipped it in shit, like like full on, and I'm just like,
it makes me question the type of tan you're.
Oh, when I was younger, I was spending the least amount of money as possible and going out looking like a Watsit, but I've changed. I'm a new woman.
I'm coming proud of you.
Thank you. I'm glad to have your approval now.
I think, I always want to lean into people on the tube and just be like, honey, one side, and I'm just going to go through this. There's really simple tips, like, if you get really dark hands all the time, and however much a tan you apply, immediately after you've applied your tan, moisturise your hand. And that really application of moisturiser is just going to blend it.
Oh, so the key is moisturising more than exfoliate. Because I think people always think I need to exfoliate it and like perfectly within an inch of my body's life to make sure it's smooth, when actually the moisturiser is going to help with that anyway.
Exactly. And also, like, putting tan directly onto a hand is going to go so dark. Like, you need that moisturiser in there. Other tips, like, put a towel on the back of the door, and after you've applied your tan, just rub your knuckles on the towel and rub your wrist on the towel, and that will buff all that excess tan out of those areas. So you won't end up with that tanning sleeve.
Genius.
Love that.
A bloody genius you are, Jules.
One of the best spray tanners in the world. The best.
Literally. There's me like, oh yeah, he's like a superstar tanner. And then I'm like, oh my God, he really is such a superstar tanner. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us. It's been an absolute pleasure. We've absolutely loved it, haven't we, Ames?
I've loved it. I've had a right laugh.
Yeah, it's been an absolute
hoot. I feel quite
emotional
that we're saying goodbye.
I know.
Me too. Well, hopefully everybody's going to either go to the Christmas parties this year looking absolutely fire, or they're going to go into the new year and they're never going to have a bad fake tan again.
Amen, sister.
Oh, thank you so much, Jules.
Thank you so much.
I actually love him.
Oh my God, I am obsessed.
Oh my God.
He's just the nicest guy ever.
He's just so genuine and down to earth and just so transparent. Well, not transparent,
so
because
wise.
He's tanned. Hey.
Oh my
God.
Oh, yeah, I love... I actually want him to be my best mate.
Yeah, I think we are best friends now.
Do you remember in the first episode, I was obsessed with... is he called Ron? I forgot his name. Roy. I loved him. I think Jules has taken over Roy.
Yeah, Jules has definitely taken... I mean, I didn't even meet Roy, so Jules is my number one hon
Roy
now.
Roy was great, but...
I mean, some fantastic tips.
I know, amazing. And it was our Christmas party last night, which we were talking about. And he, we tagged him in it, didn't we? Like, we said we were going to. And he commented on it and followed us both.
So nice.
I love it. He was like, had a moment. Great. And we were like, oh my God. I like how you tagged him in my legs as well.
I know.
You kind of like tagged him in my crotch.
I did that on purpose. No, I actually think I tagged Isle of Paradise in your crotch. And he was somewhere else. Oh my God.
Yeah, baby.
I think on that note, Ames, I'm going to have to love you and leave you because you're taking it too far now.
Sorry. I just love him. Like, he's made me really happy.
He's the best. If you fancy buying any of the products, obviously they are available in Boots. I'd say that's your best place to go, obviously online, that kind of thing. But yeah, make sure you kind of take the advice that he's taken in terms of how to use it and the moisturiser and everything. But we'll put links to everything on our website, birthdayskin.co.uk. And of course, if you've got any questions, slide on in the DMs at birthday.skin.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well,
cool.
The fake tan has lasted and I'm very impressed with it and I'm hoping it's going to last forever.
Yeah, I know. I am constantly a bronzed goddess now.
Yep. So on that note,
I know I'm going to go and just live it up, live my best life.
See you next week.
See you later.